More than 1,000 years ago, witchcraft was birthed by the shores of the Black Sea. By 3 sisters, for years they roamed the earth, bringing death and destruction wherever they went.
Pray God, the devil.
Mater Suspiriorum, the mother of sighs. Mater Lacrimorum, the mother of tears. And Mater Tenebrarum, the mother of darkness.
Hello, listeners of Now Playing Podcast. This is Jacob, and I'm here to tell you about our fall donation series. Yes, it's fall. The pumpkin spice is in the air. It's also in our coffee and our Pop-Tarts and our Oreos and even our pumpkin pie. But fall. Fall means October, and that means Halloween, and that means we need to discuss some scary and spooky movies. And we're kicking that off right away with our silver level donation series that I'm here to talk to you about. We're calling this the Three Mother series, and they're all about the films of Italian master of horror, Dario Argento, kicking it off with the Three Mothers trilogy. That includes Suspiria, Inferno, and The Mother of Tears, and then we're going to throw in another film of his, Phenomena, or Creepers, and that's all going to lead up to the remake of Suspiria coming out later in November. I'll tell you more about the donation series, but first, here's a preview of the original 1976 Suspiria.
Suspiria, here we go. That's the first film. Inferno was made 3 years after Suspiria. That's going to be the film we cover next week. And then it took a really long time. 27 years later, Argento came back and finally finished the trilogy with Mother of Tears. Each film is going to show us one of these ladies of sorrow and explain the complicated mythology about how they control the world.
Okay, so now I know kind of what to look forward to in future weeks. I was really wondering if we were going to be watching a hell of a lot of ballet.
Jessica Harper and this whole ballet school will not be included for the rest of the trilogy. Each place will be its own city, its own mother, and its own kind of visual and audible qualities. Each one feels very different to me.
Oh man, we're not going to get any more goblin just going over the soundtrack. I kind of love it.
Yeah, I do think the reason why this one is so popular is because its style is so overwhelming. This one, more than the other two, just has a visual and audible quality that is transporting. Whatever the story does to fail us, I think you can always hold on to the visuals and the music in this film. I've grown to love it. I am going to fully confess, I found this film in childhood. I was not more than 13 years old trying to learn about horror movies. I saw it and I felt betrayed. All these people had told me this is one of the greatest horror movies of all time, and I'm laughing. There's nothing scary about this movie. But here's the thing. It will seize your mind. I promise you, even if you walk away, and I predict many people will, from this film saying, boy, that was stupid, you won't ever forget it, and you'll want to see it again at some point in your life. There will be a hold on your mind.
Yeah, I'll back you up on this, because this is my second time seeing it. This was, whether I recommend it or not, this was a better viewing experience, knowing what I was getting into. The first time I was so confounded by what I was watching versus what my expectations were. I thought I was watching an Italian slasher. It kind of starts off that way. We'll get into it. But yeah, seeing it a second time, knowing what it is, I was able to really focus on how the film is being told and not just what it's about.
I can also attest to that. I watched it for this review. I went, I'm not ready to review this yet. I watched it again.
Yeah, I think that's wise. I have had the luxury of being able to come back to it over the decades. I must have seen this now probably about 6 or 7 times.
Well, I have to ask, are you going to Chicago in November? We are recording this and releasing it a little early, but in November, starting actually in late October, Goblin is touring the country and playing the score live to screenings of Suspiria. It's hitting Chicago November 18th.
I would love to do that, but I'm not sure my schedule allows. I did have the opportunity to see Goblin last year. They came through Chicago and I went up there. They had a Halloween show where they played some of their more esoteric, rarer scores. And, you know, they recorded albums that weren't connected to Dario Argento movies. They played some of that stuff. But of course, they did have to drag out the witch theme here. And they did play it with some of Dario's visuals. It's amazing to see live. It is just as crazy. Some of that drumming is just unbelievable.
And oh my God, the score for this movie is a bit of an earworm.
Interestingly enough, and I never put it together, as many times as I've heard this song, and they play it incessantly throughout this movie, I never realized until I was doing a deep dive for this review, and one of the critics that was analyzing the movie said, the song, the lullaby element, is based on Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. And now I can not hear that. I was like, really? Wow, okay. But there's a lot of hidden puzzles here. I think we can explore it all. And I can't recommend highly enough the version, Arnie, that you loaned me by Synapse, just put out last year. They went back to the negative and got a 4K restoration. Man, it's like seeing a different film. I had never seen it look so crisp and beautiful.
Oh my God, the colors on this film, even though it's just a 1080p Blu-ray, I did watch it on a 4K screen, and then I watched it the second time on a 1080p screen. On the 4K HDR, the colors popped so much. They were so vibrant. I'll say this just right off the top. It's evident from the very beginning. This movie has a visual style that is absolutely incredible. I never thought a shot of a cab driving down a road could be visually spectacular. But when you do it where you only see the headlights of the cab against the silhouettes of trees in a forest, yeah, this thing and its color palette and its use of primary reds and blues and greens, you can't look away from it no matter what you think of the story.
Yeah, when we get that shot of the cab going through that forest and those trees, they almost seem artificial. They're just so straight. You think of trees, you know, kind of bending and all that. It's just something that pulls you in. It's, you know, it doesn't really mean anything for the movie, this shot of this forest, but it's just so visually stunning. Like, it grabs my attention.
Well, I think the intent was, and this definitely came more from Nicolodi than it came from Argento, but she really wanted to tell a fairy tale. And fairy tales take place in the forest. German forest specifically. This is the Black Forest. This is Germany.
Is that why this is in Germany? Because again, it's an Italian film. I'm assuming it's in Italy, but then they're like, no, Susie's going to Germany for dance school.
Yes, each movie will be taking place in a different country. Germany, we'll get into it, but I think that ultimately for Argento, he saw this as being a historically rich place for witches, and I think he's also going to link Hitler and the Third Reich in with that occult. All the places that they are going to visit have a historical connection to Hitler and his rise.
Yeah, I thought it was very interesting that we have an Italian making a film about an American set in Germany.
Yeah, it's very international, and I do understand from behind the scenes, it was very confusing for the people on the set. Sometimes Jessica Harper compared it to being in Babel. Like, she would just go around and no one else was speaking English to her. Dario just kind of mimed what he wanted. And, you know, God knows the script, it evolved and changed over the course of the filming. It's just a haunting image. You really judge Susie. It's like, you know, you could stop and give her a ride wherever you're going.
Yeah, Susie is very nonchalant, just kind of looking at her as this woman is running and like in tears, obviously freaking out. Like, at least call the police, have them check in on her.
Yeah, whatever. My problems with Susie will persist, but this is Pat's moment. And I do think that when people talk about Suspiria, and if they're a fan of it, it's usually for this first 11 minutes. This opener is what's considered to be maybe the pinnacle of Argento's whole entire career.
Oh, this is amazing. First of all, again, the architecture and the color of everything as she's walking into this apartment building. It's just so vibrant red. And yeah, you mentioned M.C. Escher. I wasn't thinking it, but there's the staircases in the background.
Yeah, those staircases that are like pointing at each other. I'm like, who would do that? Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and notice 3 is a big number here. It's big in the occult. It's big in the Third Reich. It's big with the Illuminati. It's just it's a magic number.
Yeah, with Christians. It's a big number.
Yeah. So, you know, it's three floors and everything, triangular panes of glass from this glass ceiling, all of it. It's just so well thought out. You just want to soak it in. And I do think that is, again, what can carry so many people is just the pervasive beauty, really, of these surroundings and what's going on. The fact that you can't understand it may even add to their allure.
Yeah, again, I don't mind. Now, when I watched this the first time, I was confused. Now I watch and I just go with it, and it's beautiful. And then you get this really brutal death. Like, Pat is looking out the window, and you see some cartoon eyes flash at her, and then that hand busts through, grabs her face, and pushes it through the pane of glass. Like, that is some brutal stuff.
The pushing through the glass didn't get me so much as the pushing into the glass. Now, the second time I'm watching it, I'm picturing, because the first time I'm watching it, that actress's nose is bent so far back and her lips are so far back. I'm like, wow, they're really hurting her. Now, the second time I watch it, I just envisioned in my own head the director being like, okay, he's going to put his hand on your hair and he's going to pretend to be holding you. You push in as far as you can without breaking your nose. And so she was probably doing that whole thing, that ugly face on the glass. But my God, in with the music and the sound effects, seeing that woman smushed against the glass is by far the single most impacting, horrific visual of the movie.
Yeah, it is. It peaks too soon, but what a grabber. By the same turn, you're not going to turn this movie off no matter what happens.
If you want to hear the rest of that review, you can head over to nowplayingpodcast.com, click on the donation banner at the top of the page. You're going to get all the details, how to donate through PayPal or Podbean or become a Podbean patron. A lot of different ways you could donate to help the show. Now, for Silver Level, that's going to get you this Three Mothers series, which again is Suspiria 1976, Inferno, The Mother of Tears, Phenomena, and Suspiria 2018, the remake. You can get those five shows for $10 or more. But if you need more spooks and scares and haunts this fall season, you could go to the gold level, $30 or more. You're going to get the M. Night Shyamalan thriller series. All of his major motion pictures, starting with The Sixth Sense, up to the new film Glass coming out in January. But if you want 19 bonus podcasts, 16's not good enough, you gotta go platinum, $40 or more. We're gonna throw in Jamie Lee Curtis. She's back in Halloween. That show's gonna be on the regular feed. We're gonna do the Jamie Lee Curtis Scream Queen series of 1980. That includes The Fog, Prom Night, both the 1980 versions, not the sequels. They'll be discussed, I'm sure. And Terror Train. So, for $40 or more, you get 19 bonus podcasts. But maybe you want even more. Well, we got more because we have a couple of older donation series that are getting new releases. You could go Frosty. Yes, we're past Halloween. We're getting into December. You could go Frosty level. This is our Simon Pegg, Nick Frost series. Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, The World's End, Paul, Attack the Block. Those shows have already been done. You're going to get them right away. As soon as you make that donation and your donation gets processed, you'll get those shows. And then early next year, there's a new film with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, Slaughterhouse Rules. You're going to get that show. That's 25 shows. That's half a year almost of shows for $50 or more. But if that's still not enough, say you want, I don't know, let's pick a random number, 33 bonus podcast. Find that four-leaf clover. It's our lucky clover level. Yes, Leprechaun, somehow. It's a Christmas miracle, I guess. Somehow Leprechaun's getting a new movie and we'll be there to review it. We reviewed all the previous installments. So again, once your donation is processed, you'll get a link, you'll get those shows. And then when the new one comes out again next year, early next year, you'll get our review of Leprechaun Returns. That may be the scariest thing, the scariest film of all these ones, having to go back to do another Leprechaun film. But those are the details for this year's fall 2018 donation series. Again, up to 33 podcasts that you could get. That's over 6 months of additional shows, if the totally free Tuesday shows that come out every week aren't enough for you, you can donate and get more. And what do we do with that donation? We use it to put back into the show. We use it for technical things, computers, microphones, servers. We use it because we got to go to all these movies and see them and have Netflix accounts and all that, just to be able to see all this stuff for you guys and talk about them. That's what your donation is doing. It's helping keeping the show going. So again, go to nowplayingpodcast.com. You can get all the details there by clicking on the donation banner at the top. Thank you for listening. We'll be back Tuesday with another free show.
Is the darkness ours to take? Bathed in lightness, bathed in heat.
Shh. It's all in the past. There's nothing you can do. It was meant to be.
Please don't abandon me again.
Forgive me, little Sarah. I can't speak anymore. I belong to another place now. Use your gifts. Use them.
Venganza Media Incorporated is not affiliated with, and this podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created the film analyzed herein.
There are mysterious parts in that book, but the only true mystery is that our very lives are governed by dead people.
All movie clips and music included in this podcast are the intellectual property of their respective copyright holders. They are included here for the purpose of review, and no infringement is intended.
I may be dying now, but nothing will change. They don't want anything to be different. I'm not the master. I am just a slave.
Now Playing Podcast is an exclusive trademark of and may not be used without the express written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
They can cause suffering, sickness, and even the death of those who, for whatever reason, have offended them.
Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2018, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.
Hell is behind that door!